I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. At least partially. Still having issues with my voice, so if my voice sounds like I'm, you know, trying to talk to you from the bottom of a tube, it's not the microphone's fault. The microphone, by the way, is this little bitty microphone right here. Yes. This is an interesting setup I have here, because this is my camera. That's my phone. That's my camera. That's my phone. Anyway, it's a Samsung Note 5. Samsung Note 5. Now, what does that mean? Well, for me, it means that I can do the whole netcast from anywhere. You say, but Dr. Bill, you're doing it from exactly where you've always done it. Yes! But that's just me. I could be in my car. I could be at the airport. I could be out in the middle of a field. I don't know what I'd be doing out in the middle of a field, but, you know, use your imagination. I could be out there with my camera going, you know, my phone going, talking to you. But I'm not. I'm sitting here. Yes. Now, some of you are asking, Dr. Bill, why is your hair the way it is? Well, I had a haircut yesterday, and it looked awesome that I slept on it. As you have done before, I'm sure. And the hair goes in every direction. Sound effect not necessarily included. At any rate, that's what it did. Now, I've had several people, at least two, maybe more, who have said, Dr. Bill, where have you been? Well, it's a long story, a story that I won't get into. But basically, I've been a little under the weather, as I told the folks that wrote me, and I said, don't worry, I'll be back someday, somehow. And hopefully my voice will be better. I have discovered that there is... This is the commercial part of the program. No, it's not. This is not a commercial. I don't care. But I'm letting you know that this thing here is called quercetin with bromelain, which if you can pronounce that better than me, good for you. Okay? I've been taking that now for 2 days, and I seem to be better in terms of my stopped-up-did-ness, which is not a word, but I just made it up. At any rate... It is better. I had a guy at work told me that his buddy, you know how these things go. Hey, my buddy says this stuff's awesome. So I got the exact brand and everything that he did. Dow Products is something that I'm very familiar with, having once had a store that sold health food. So that was back in the day. That was back before the turn of the century. 1999, you know, it was the turn of the century. Different century than what we used to talk about back in the day. Anyway, so also I'm continuing to lose weight. As some of you may have noticed, I'm down to, let's say right now at the moment, I'm at the mid or too high 330s. I don't have an exact weight at the moment because I weighed this morning and I haven't eaten much today. So who knows what I weigh now? So never mind. But anyway, the point is 220 some pounds lighter than I was mere programs ago, because I haven't done too many programs recently. For which, once again, I apologize. By the way, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. So, I almost forgot that. I did that 4 minutes and thereabouts into the program, and it should have been right up at the beginning. Sorry, guys. You know, Tech Podcast Network, particularly Todd Cochran, the CEO of Tech Podcast Network and Blueberry, likes us to do that, to let you know that we're proud members of the network, because it's important. And it lets people know that there are tons of tech podcasts out there for you to peruse, listen to, and watch on video. Some of them are video as well. There you go. All right, let's look at our old news. Because once again, it's been a while since I've done a program, and so the news is going to be a little out of date. Sorry. Microsoft apologizes for the naughty Twitter bot. That sounds interesting. Now, what it is, there was a chatbot called Tay that Microsoft set up. And they say in an official apology, this was back in March, like I said, it's old news, we are deeply sorry for the unintended offensive and hurtful tweets from Tay. Apparently, their Twitter bot was a little nasty. So it says, they do not represent who we are, what we stand for, nor how we design Tay. Tay is now offline. In other words, they slapped him down. We look forward to bringing back Tay only when we are confident that we can anticipate malicious intent that conflicts with our principles and values. Naughty, naughty little Twitter bot. Couldn't have happened to a nicer company, though. Know what I mean? All right, next, an Ubuntu Linux tablet. This goes back to April 1st. This is not, however, an April Fool's joke. It's a real article. April 1st, an Ubuntu Linux tablet. This is what I said about that. An Ubuntu tablet? Yes, please. This new tablet aims to make Ubuntu desktop mobile. So I'd like to have that because here's the thing about tablets. Okay. I love my tablet. I have a neat little tablet. It's a Samsung, and I like it. I use it for Kindle Reader. I use it to check my email. I use it for a lot of things. It's just a little 7-inch tablet. However, if I wanted to, say, edit my program on it, that probably wouldn't work very well. You need a real operating system to do that, like Linux or sadly, Windows. Now, there are Windows tablets, but there aren't that many Ubuntu Linux tablets. And now there is. MJ Technology, if it reaches its $200,000 target, so apparently they have an Indiegogo project, the company promises to deliver a 10.1-inch mini Tonto tablet for $230 by August of this year. The device is advertised as having a 1.92 GHz Intel Atom processor, 2 gig of memory, 64 gig of storage, and an HD display at 1920 by 12,000 pixels, which is pretty doggone good. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, you know, if you'd like to get me one, I'd appreciate it. You know, it's not like I have $230 just laying around. Hey, let's get a tablet just for the fun of it. No, but if you'd like to get me one, I will test it thoroughly. Yes, I will. Okay. Next item, Google is removing the app launcher from non-Google operating systems. You remember the little app launcher that you could install in your tray on Windows? Little bitty one, little square with little colored dots in it. Well, they're getting rid of it for any non-Google operating systems, which is pretty much Chrome and Android. Now, unless they have other secret systems that I don't know anything about. At any rate, Google is removing the Chrome Launcher app from Windows, Mac, and Linux. So if you've installed it and it's gone, now you know why. In a blog post early Wednesday, once again in April, Google said that it is shutting down the Chrome App Launcher program for Windows, Mac, and Linux platforms. The removal of the Chrome App Launcher program will be implemented by Google in a few weeks. In other words, it'll just go... I like that. And it'll be gone. Whoa. Anyway, so that's cool. Now, I want to show you my setup for doing the netcast today. Which, to do that, I'll have to actually cut to some stills so that you can see them. So let's do that now. Okay, isn't that weird? The microphone plugged into the phone with the phone on a little thing so that it can be useful. And then the monitor behind the phone, so that we can do, so I can read what I'm talking about or talk what I'm reading about. Like that. So isn't that cool? I like it. And the image quality is actually very good. You know, the Note 5 has a good forward-facing camera, which is what I'm using now, and a good rear-facing camera, which I'm not using at all. Matter of fact, it's blocked by the case, because I've got the case folded over the, what is it, 16-megapixel phone coming out the back. But the thing is, then I can't see myself like I can on the front-facing phone. It's kind of like a moving selfie. Think of it that way. The reason being, that way I know what I look like when I'm talking to you, and if I have something stuck in my teeth, I know, and I can fix it. Fortunately, I don't. So there you go. So, enough of this. Join us next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.